Go.
Hi, and welcome to TKAM Talk Radio. This is Nicole McKelvey and Talia Ramirez hosting for you on this groovy day of May 2nd, 1961.
Today, we'll be discussing and analyzing a book called To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. A major theme throughout this book is prejudice.
Even though this book has just been published, many events are based upon recent events in history.
Like the Scottsboro trials and the trial for Emmett Till, thus making this book like very controversial for our time.
Well, here to help us with our argument and discussions is Professor Rotwick, who is currently teaching at Harvard University.
He's going to take your calls because we're sure all of you listeners have many questions about this new book.
Okay, let's go to the listeners. Adrian, you're on.
The only form of prejudice I see in the book is racism. What other forms of prejudice is there?
Well, besides racism, there's sexism, ageism, and classism.
Could you explain more?
Well, certainly. Well, there's sexism going on between Jim and Scout. Jim always picks on Scout because she's a girl, and therefore, he hardly wants Scout to play with him sometimes. For example, on page 38 of the book, Jim said, "I swear, Scout, sometimes you act so much like a girl." The whole town of Maycomb shows classism. People don't care about how much money you had. It was all about how long your past families had lived there. Like on page 24, Scout said, "He ain't company cow, he's just a Cunningham." See how Scout doesn't have respect for this boy because he's from a certain family, and the Cunningham family is known to be poor.
I see now. Thanks for helping me understand this very important theme of the book.
All right, our next caller, Jeremy, is from East Alabama. Jeremy, you're on the air.
I've read To Kill a Mockingbird like 4 times, and I realized that there are 3 major themes. The themes are prejudice, growing up, and courage. Which one do you think is the most important?
Wow, Jeremy, not too many people notice those themes. Also, that's a very good question. Well, personally, I believe prejudice is the most important theme because many of the events in the book are based on prejudice acts.
I know the whole Tom Robinson case has a lot to do with prejudice, but other than that, what else is there?
You could find prejudice in almost all the events in this book. One that really stands out is sexism and ageism against Scout. Jim is always bossing her around because she's younger. That would be ageism. He also makes fun of Scout for being a girl. He tells her that she's too sensitive and tells her she can't play with him and Dill because she's too girly. This is important to the story because it highly affects the relationship between Jim and Scout.
You've made good points, however, I still believe that the growing up theme is more important. It seems to affect the story more.
I can see why you think that, but without prejudice, half the book and the Tom Robinson case would be missing. That whole case is based on the Ewells accusing Tom of a crime and thinking they will get away with it because they're white and Tom is black. Also, the theme of prejudice helps the growing up theme. This is because Scout and Jim have to deal with all the prejudice against them, so it pushes them to grow up and deal with responsibility and reality. So without prejudice, the theme of growing up wouldn't take place in the book.
Wow, you totally changed my point of view on the whole book. Thanks, Professor.
Don't mention it, Jeremy. I hope you can enjoy the book more the next 4 times you read it.
Wow. Okay, well, next caller, you're on the air with TKAM Radio.
Well, I just finished reading To Kill a Mockingbird, and I noticed most issues with prejudice are around Tom Robinson. Who else had prejudice issues?
Well, you're just looking at the basic prejudice issue in this novel, which happens to be racism. Don't forget about other factors of prejudice, such as ageism. For example, Scout gets judged a lot by Jim. Jim doesn't want to hang out with Scout because she's younger, as seen on page 20. Also, there is sexism against Scout on page 42. Jim says that Scout acts too much like a girl, even though she is a girl. So even though the Tom Robinson case is the main prejudice issue, there are other factors to consider, such as Scout receives ageism and sexism.
Wow, now that I think about it, there are a lot of prejudice issues. Thanks, Professor.
No problem.
Wow, really good questions. Well, we'll be right back after a few short commercials from our sponsors.
Down Bailey Street, young Billy and Sue are having a swell time throwing a frisbee around by the neighborhood park. But suddenly, they stopped. Stunned with thirst, they walked to Larry and Sherry's liquor store. They searched for a nickel. Oh darn, Billy had a nickel, but his trousers have a hole. But wait, Sue has one. they share an icy cold Coca-Cola, fall in love, and get married. Coca-Cola is love. Love life, live life, Coca-Cola.
One author, one book. Many fans and readers. Critics call To Kill a Mockingbird exciting, thrilling, and one of those books you just can't put down. Teachers say, educational, yet somewhat interesting to students.
To Kill a Mockingbird, get your copy today.
Hi, and welcome back to TKAM Radio. Your hosts are Talia
and Nicole. Okay, today we have Professor Rotwick from Harvard University here to answer your calls.
Hi, this is TKAM Radio. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Belle from Claremont. I'm currently reading To Kill a Mockingbird right now, and I was wondering, what examples of prejudice do you see?
Racism was a huge issue during this time when the book was written, so it became a major factor of the novel. Examples of racism are obviously shown throughout the story, but what some people don't realize is that ageism is also a big issue.
Yeah, you can see racism everywhere, right? Yeah, especially the black versus white court case. However, I don't see ageism. I never thought about that one. How so?
Well, sure. For example, before Jim matured and Scout, they were treated differently by their elders, like not being told the truth. An example of ageism can be shown on page 49. Miss Molly stopped rocking and her voice hardened. You are too young to understand it, she said.
Oh, I see. Just because of their age, Miss Molly decides not to take the time to explain because they're too young to understand it anyways?
Exactly. Obviously, there isn't really an exact age where people can understand something.
Okay, thanks for the help.
Okay, how about instead of some colors, let's ask the professor about the book.
Well, Professor, what got you so interested in reading and reviewing To Kill a Mockingbird?
Well, I came across the book at the store. I read a couple of pages and the description seemed to catch my attention. I continued reading the book, and as being a professor, I noticed the many themes that are within the book. After reading, I would hope to share some of my knowledge and what is based about the book to fellow students. Sometimes students ask me if I know who is the most important character and which character exhibits most. I would have to say Scout.
I've read the book too. What do you think Scout exhibits the most out of the theme prejudice?
Well, I believe Scout exhibits most. She goes through a lot during her life. She's seen racism in the case of Tom Robinson. People mistreat her just because Scout is younger. Also, her brother acts differently toward her because she's a girl. He acts like he doesn't like to be around her because she's a girl, and he pushes her away from events or ideas that Jim may think are too old for her. For example, the Reverend and Jim didn't feel if Scout was old enough to understand the cases of Tom Robinson. Therefore, Scout shows the theme racism, ageism, sexism, and classism because she goes through at least one in her everyday life.
Wow, you have good points. I too agree with your beliefs. She goes through her life normally, but however, she encounters the factors of prejudice many times. I just can't ignore these things. Prejudice just became a part of her everyday life.
Well, this is what we have for today. Thank you, Professor, for giving out your thoughts on the book. We hope to hear from you sometime soon. Now, Talia Ramirez and I, Nicole McKelvey, will discuss more about the book. Prejudice made all of the other issues in the book exist, and without prejudice, none of the neither growing up or courage would be a major theme in the book because they were both based on prejudice.
Such as the Boo Radley case. Everybody thought that just because people didn't know Boo Radley, they thought that he was a creepy old guy, but they actually never knew him.
Just because he decided never to come out. The way Scout and Jem grew up was greatly affected by prejudice, and if they hadn't seen and experienced and grown up with prejudice every day of their lives, then Scout would have grown up more girly, and she wouldn't have grown up thinking like she did. It took a lot of courage for Atticus and people like Heck Tate and Miss Maudie to be against prejudice the way they were. And without prejudice, then there wouldn't have been any courage involved in the book, because all the courage came from being courageous against prejudice.
Well, that's the end of our discussion. Well, we're talking about To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. If you're interested in reading this book, it's sold at many bookstores everywhere. So this is TKAM Radio, and we thank you for tuning in. We hope you are the number one station when you want to listen about the book being reviewed. This is Talia Ramirez.
And this is Nicole McKelvey signing out.
Have a great day.